Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is March the 28th, 2024. Well, we have been spending this week talking about filtering our words through the fruit of the Spirit, and we have talked about love, joy, and peace. And so today we're going to think about the fruit of the Spirit of long-suffering. And you know, long suffering, that's sometimes a difficult thing for us to think about. And so that word actually sort of means long of nose. In other words, that means it's really talking about the way that you breathe. And you know, a bull when it's angry, and so someone who's angry kind of huffs and puffs. But when you're long suffering, it's calm and collected, and your breathing is. And so what he's saying is that you're patient with your thoughts, and you're patient. In this case, we're filtering our words through long suffering. And so in order to filter our words through long suffering, we need to be long suffering towards others. And so it's really talking about when someone might upset us. So we're filtering our words through the fruit of long suffering, and it means that when someone upsets us, we're going to pause and think about the words we say. And we're going to think about the effect that our words are going to say. And we're going to make sure that we maybe say words of love or words of peace or words of, you know, of joy. And so long suffering. And then we also think about filtering our actions through long suffering. And you know, I know it's difficult for us to be long suffering with people when they maybe have attacked us and we think that we need to pause and wait and not respond right away. But again, we're filtering our lives through this attribute of long-suffering. We're going to respond to life differently than people in the world respond, and we're going to respond in a way that honors Christ. And you know, this just sort of popped into my head, but we want to respond in a way that's going to be beneficial for that other person. You know, there's so many people in the world that are hurting, and sometimes when someone lashes out at you, they're responding to a hurt they've already received. And so we're going to be long-suffering and patient, and sometimes they're responding in kind. Sometimes they're responding the way that we responded to them. Or they're responding in a way that where they anticipate what our response is going to be. So again, it's a difficult thing for us to think about. It's different for us to think about as a Christian to be wise with our words, as the book of Proverbs says that we should. And we use this filter of the fruit of the Spirit to filter our lives, to filter our words. And so we're going to let our words, before we speak the words, we're going to say, are these words being said in anger? Are these words being said in impatience? What effect are these words going to say if I have them? And so we're going to go through this list before we speak, and it's going to allow us to be long-suffering. And listen, long-suffering is an attribute that's missing in this world, and long-suffering is a great way for us to show others the love of Jesus Christ. So, are you thinking this week about filtering your life through the fruit of the Spirit? And I pray that you are, and that you're thinking about the words that you say and your actions. Do they have love, joy, peace, long-suffering? I pray that they do, and that because you are filtering your life through the fruit of the Spirit, you are letting your light shine for Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, opportunity we have to learn from your word. And I pray, Lord, that as we think about our life, that we will think about filtering our life through the fruit of the Spirit. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, because we are filtering our words through the fruit of the Spirit. I pray that we can honor you with our lives today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good day. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.